Flagstaff has a housing problem. Rents in the college ski town are sky high, so the city came up with a plan for high occupancy housing, an effort mainly focused on student housing from the overflowing Northern Arizona University campus. But Flagstaff residents aren't so sure that this high occupancy housing fits into their community, or that it will even fix the problem to begin with. After 30 public meetings on this, the Flagstaff City Council was presented with the final plan last night, and Karina Vanek, city government and development reporter for the Arizona Daily Sun, was there. So, Karina, first, fill us in on exactly what this high occupancy plan is.
So the plan is a series of amendments to the Flagstaff Regional Plan and dictates how the city would like to see high occupancy housing developed in the future. And high occupancy housing, which is generally defined as 75 people per acre, so it's 30 dwelling units but 75 bedrooms per acre, and it generally applies to student housing. So the plan dictates how and where the city finds high occupancy housing to be acceptable, mm-hmm. plus where it's allowed by right to be built.
Right. Okay. So the city council took a look at the final version of this plan last night. What happened?
So the council unanimously approved the plan, but that's been a long time in the making. It's probably close to 2 years in the making, going back and forth with city council, different community groups, and the Planning and Zoning Commission before the actual plan was available to be approved.
Right. There were over 30 public participation meetings before this vote. This has gone on for years, like you said. So what kind of feedback has the city council been getting? What kinds of concerns are there in the community about this?
So the community has had a lot of really widespread and varied feedback, from something so simple as this is too close to my house or it's infringing on historic districts, to more broad concerns about things like traffic, not enough parking, and how the effect of more people on city streets will affect commutes and things like that.
Right. And there have been some concerns that these developers are out-of-town developers. They don't know Flagstaff. Have they compromised in any way? Have they made any moves that kind of appease the locals and their concerns?
That has definitely been a concern. And most of the developers that are creating these high-occupancy developments are from out-of-town. So a lot of people say that some of these developments really aren't within the character of Flagstaff. So that's actually one of the goals of the plan, is to create kind of an idea of community character. And some of the ways that the plan goes about that are kind of strategies like they don't want to abandon alleys anymore. So say a building is going to take up an entire city block, they can't actually fill in that alley, which has been a problem in the past. Mm-hmm. So the plan actually defines two new places as historic activity centers, which didn't exist before. That wasn't a designation that the city used. So they've defined areas within the city's historic downtown where high occupancy housing will not be encouraged. So that would be places that people think are really sensitive to development and places that they really would like to keep that historic character.
Yeah. Couldn't the argument be made on the other side, though, that this could help lower rents in town?
That is definitely something that a lot of people have been saying, especially within the development kind of people in the planning community, because rents in Flagstaff are historically higher than the rest of Arizona. So they say that with a higher amount of supply, your demand lowers, just like basic economics. So they would say that by building these higher occupancy developments, we have more housing supply for the general public plus the increasing student population.
Right. And let's talk about that. So the student population at NAU has just skyrocketed in recent years. So all of this sort of plays into that larger narrative about concerns about housing, about rents going up, about prices going up in the area. This all ties into that, right?
It definitely does. It kind of is all tied together, but one of the big concerns that a lot of people have voiced, especially at these public meetings, is that the NAU student population is growing to a point where basically all of the upperclassmen do not fit on on-campus housing. So that means that juniors and seniors, even sophomores if they choose, are pretty much required to live in the surrounding neighborhoods or in areas that are not actually designated for student housing. So that means that people that are from NAU are taking up places that could otherwise be used for non-students.
Right. And what's the university's role in all of this, since it is largely to do with the student population?
So the university actually did just open a brand new dorm on campus this year and is working on another. So they are working on more student housing on campus, and I know that they had representatives available that were talking with the city when they were creating this high occupancy housing plan.
Yeah, and as we look forward, the student population at NAU doesn't seem to be slowing down at any point. Is there a feeling that this has to give at some point, or that Flagstaff is just going to continue to develop and grow?
So something that Sarah Dechter, the creator of the plan, told me when I was interviewing her was there's no Peter Pan option. We have to grow up somehow. So this plan is kind of to dedicate how we would like to see the city grow up. Not to say that the plan must be followed to a T, because there are a lot of places that allow this type of development by right, but the plan is supposed to be in place to actually tell developers, hey, we know that this is going to happen, but this is how we would like to see it.
Okay. Karina Vanek is the city government and development reporter for the Arizona Daily Sun in Flagstaff. Karina, thanks for filling us in on this morning.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.